we talked a little bit about combined hormonal therapy and trastuzumab or HER2 blocking.
Right.
What about fulvestrant and HER2 and Herceptin?
Fulvestrant should be very intonated earlier. Tamoxifen is not perhaps the endocrine therapy of choice if you're ER positive and HER2 positive. Now, fulvestrant, on the other hand, because it degrades ER, should be effective in ER positive, HER2 positive breast cancers too. It's less studied, so less is known about it. In the mouse xenografts transfected with HER2, the MCF7 transfected with HER2, fulvestrant was active. So that is a possible alternative to aromatase inhibitor.
What's your clinical experience been with fulvestrant?
Fulvestrant, unfortunately, is usually given third line after tamoxifen aromatase inhibitor failures. In that setting, it is active. There may be a problem with the loading dose, and it takes a longer time before you get clinical benefit. But, you know, I think you just have to sit it out. If a patient has indolent disease and there is no visceral disease and nothing that is life-threatening, then, you know, fulvestrant is a very logical choice.